We've been reporting a great deal, of course, on the financial troubles in Europe and on Greece in particular. But turns out Italy is suffering similar problems. Now it's planning some big spending cuts. The news has come as a shock to many Italians because Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi insisted Italy would not be hit by this crisis. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has this report from Rome.
Rome has a new speaker's corner where experts come to explain Italy's economic crisis. A small group gathers to join the discussion, will Italy end up like Greece?
I'm coming here to hear, to learn, and maybe to find a way to participate in the future.
Attilio Fabiano says the government has not been honest about the crisis.
The crisis is heavy. They told the crisis is light, that we can overcome without too many problems, but they will ask us for other sacrifice. This is not good. They are liars, all liars.
Today's speaker is financial journalist Roberto Petrini.
We still don't know the details of the spending cuts, but it's certain that pensioners and civil servants will be hardest hit.
Petrini says Italy is not in the same boat with Greece, not even with Spain or Portugal. Its annual deficit is 5.3% of GDP, nearly three times smaller than that of Greece. He cites Italians' high personal savings rates, 15% of incomes compared to less than 1% in Greece. Italy was spared the housing bubble, its banking system weathered the global crisis, and more than 50% of Italian government bonds are owned by Italians themselves, compared to 90% of Greek bonds in foreign hands. That means Italy's financial system is less vulnerable to the whims of foreign investors.
What is worrisome about Italy is the lack of growth and the high debt.
Economist Francesco Giavazzi teaches at Milan's Bocconi University.
This is not something which is urgent as having a very large budget deficit, but still is a reason for concern, in particular the fact that this country has had virtually no growth since the beginning of the euro.
When it adopted the euro in 2002, Italy could no longer devalue its currency to boost exports. In the last decade, massive loss of export markets forced many businesses to close. Lack of spending in research and development led to the closure of big steel and chemical companies. The economy now depends heavily on small and medium-sized manufacturing firms in north and central Italy. And in 2009, GDP dropped a whopping 5.1%. Italy has other long-entrenched problems that hamper investments and growth. The audit court that oversees public spending says corruption cases are soaring, a 229% increase last year over 2008, and one-third of Italians evade taxes, costing the state many billions of dollars. In addition, organized crime turnover is estimated at 7% of GDP. But the Berlusconi government always said all is well.
They said for years that Italy is not touched by the crisis, with strong export market, with strong firms, and with strong economy. That is not true.
Financial journalist Stefano Feltri says Italy must urgently tackle all its long-term debt. At 118% of GDP, its accumulated debt is second in Europe to Greece. He says the IMF is calling for radical structural reforms like greater mobility in the labor market, reducing labor costs, and shrinking the large public sector in order to boost growth. But Feltri says Finance Minister Giulio Tremonti appears to be improvising, using Italian data that conflict with what's gathered by international organizations. He compares Tremonti's use of numbers to a striptease dancer peeling off her clothes.
Our finance minister, he is dancing the seven veil dance. Each time he speaks financial markets and the European Union, he takes down some clothes. At the end, Italian finance will be naked.
Just how naked depends on whether Berlusconi, whose vocabulary does not seem to include the word austerity, can impose sacrifices required by what the opposition calls a budget of blood and tears. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.